Do Ask, Do Tell: Queer Life, Love and Culture Laid Bare. Written and read by Lottie Jeffs and Stu Oakley. We're three spicy margaritas deep at a mutual friend's birthday party in Soho and feeling a happy loosening after a long week. We're gabbing on a velvet banquette in a corner of the bar. It's been a while since we saw each other, so we've got lots to cover. Our jobs, our kids, our respective spouses, whose names both start with J and were born on the same day. Weird. Reality TV, upcoming trips, our mums, our pets, Botox, Ozempic, lesbian haircuts, Pedro Pascal, you know, the usual. Hours pass. It's 10 p.m. and we're both thinking of the next day. The ballet classes, football matches and trampolining parties we've got to schlep the kids to. But there's word of a drag show and there's no way we're missing that. Shortly after refreshing our drinks and messaging Jay and Jay not to wait up, a glamorous queen with a blonde bouffant wearing a sparkling gold dress takes to the small stage. We push our way through the throng for a spot at the front.
It's only then that we look around us. Wow. Everyone here is extremely, stereotypically good-looking, white, cis, gay, male, and in their early 40s. We've known these guys for a while, and we love them, but they are all essentially the same person. And it doesn't help that at least 80% of them are called Andrew. They work in media, mainly. They're middle class, able-bodied, neurotypical. They shop at Little Waitrose. Think Mykonos is over. Wear tight-fitting T-shirts, have a PT, and will drop £100 on dinner without even checking the bill. They're single, child-free, and always up for a good time. We're like them in a lot of ways, but we're also not. As a he-him with body and mental health issues, a husband of almost 20 years, and three kids under 10.
And a she-they with a wife, a daughter, and a penchant for a 9 p.m. bedtime. Sometimes our otherness in such spaces creeps up on us. We ignore this feeling most of the time, pushing it out of our minds with another cocktail. Maybe Drew, Andy and Andrew are different after all. Plus, they're gay, so they must be, you know, like all of us queers, outsiders in some way, right?
A spotlight finds the drag queen and a hush falls over the crowd. The pianist plays the unmistakable opening notes of a Peggy Lee classic, and she starts to sing, asking herself, us, everyone in the room, if that's all there is. At the chorus, Lottie and I look at each other. We are both thinking the same thing. It's a hot July night when we emerge from our basement shindig. Drunk queers are careening down Old Compton Street, and we have last trains to catch. But something's happened, and we need to discuss it. Is that all there is? No, God no. Our little gay microcosm represents a single pixel in the spectrum of queerness. There's so much we don't know, and that we want to know. There are gay people out there who are not called Andrew. What are we missing out on by settling for our lives and our friends being what they've always been?
It has become so much more common to broadcast opinions than ask questions. Whether you're at a drinks party, on a first date, or posting on social media, there's a sense that you have to have it all worked out and be totally convinced by your own hot take on an issue. Perhaps it's time to start saying, I don't know, or even just, I'd like to know more. But delving into the unknown is daunting, and it makes us vulnerable because it's hard to admit that we might be wrong or misinformed. These kinds of realizations are scary. Sometimes our deeply held beliefs have defined our sense of selves and the way we live our lives. It shakes our very foundations to challenge them, as though if we loosen our tightly held ideas about people and the world, it might just unravel. And then what?
Well, then we learn. Then we change. Then we build up new informed ideas, opinions, and ways of understanding other people. We listen. We empathise. We ask more and better questions. Do Ask, Do Tell is our attempt to understand queerness in a deeper way, to push against the limits of our own lived experiences and get out of our gay comfort zones. For the title, we took the inspiration from the US military policy